Knowing we can trust someone's word means we can rely on it, lean on it, and believe it will be done as they said.
We're going to talk about this and more. Let's get ready. Let's pray.
Hello and welcome to Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone. We're so glad that you are here, that we're here with you again. Guys, we're excited to be with you. 877-7-LETS-PRAY is the number to call so that you can share your prayer request and we can lift it to the throne room of God.
That's right. Amen. If this is your first time joining us, we are an interactive global community of prayer. We take live phone calls, connect through social media, voicemail, text, however we can connect. And so we'd like to get your requests to heaven. You know, you can talk to God for yourself, but there's something special about community season.
Amen.
So 877-7-LETS-PRAY is the number to call. And the phone lines are certainly open now.
That's right. They are. And friends, we'd also like to invite you to continue to come with us on a journey through the Word of God as we look at the prayers of the righteous. Today, we continue our look at Nehemiah's prayer in chapter 1 of Nehemiah. And before we get into the topic and your calls, let's pray.
Let's pray. Dear Lord, we are grateful just to be able to come together again, Lord. And I just feel the pulse of our community buzzing around those who are watching, interacting with us now. We just want to ask that you truly do something special, Lord. Someone here needs you in a way that maybe they can't even communicate. Someone needs community. Someone needs to find this community. And so, Lord, I pray that your spirit would lead each and every person according to their needs, that you would minister to them through us, with us, and us together, Lord. Thank you so much for doing this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much. So how are you doing? Just a little check-in.
Yeah, doing well. This is the first week of school. So our son is not enrolled in a program this year. Mm-hmm. We're kind of deciding to take the homeschool route until kindergarten.
Okay.
And so I was daddy teacher, and I don't like it, Caesar. I don't like it. I'm going to go ahead and say that.
Thank you for being honest.
Yeah.
You just set so many parents free.
Yeah.
We love our children.
Love my
but
child.
But listen, the choice to do something doesn't mean it's your forte or your preference.
Listen, I said, God, I didn't sign up for this. But you're going to provide grace because this little boy needs to be able to meet certain milestones.
Yes.
And so it's not on me, God. It's on you. I'm going to wake up in the morning. I'm going to do what I can. Mm-hmm. And my dear wife. And we'll leave the results to God. So that's how we're doing.
Amen. Well, you guys are behaving or acting in obedience. You feel that it's what the Lord's called you to do.
Yeah.
He's going to walk you through. Amen.
How are you doing?
We're in a similar setting. Gideon's a little bit younger than Declan. Mm-hmm. However, similar age groups. So we've been implementing some things, working on that, trying to make sure he's getting plenty of outside time. Of course, you know, abiding by the things that we need to abide by. Mm-hmm. But still, he's 4 and he needs to be able to get out and do some running. And so we're grateful to our God in heaven for providing some safe spaces to do that in. My husband and I, it was kind of a strange week last week. I won't get into why, but some interesting things that made me feel personally a little destabilized. But in Christ, my feelings aren't necessarily the truth.
Right.
I know that the Father has us. I know that I'm stable in Him, and in my weakness, He is strong.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm paraphrasing, of course, but we press on, you know, God is on the throne and my Jesus is sovereign and He is my hope and my everything. And so I just hang my hat there. And today I think it's interesting because all week we've been hanging our hat in this family, in the Cromwell family, on His promises.
Yeah.
And we're talking about that today.
That's right. Oh man, how exciting. And we just want to say to you all, listen, we're talking about claiming the promises of God, and we're going through the book of or sorry, the chapter one, the prayer of Nehemiah. So what promises of God are you claiming today? Have you been struggling with claiming the promises of God? Have you yet seen God fulfill a promise in your life and you're still waiting? Whatever your situation may be, we want to be a part of your journey as much as you'll allow us to. So 877-7 Let's Pray is the number to call. Give us a call, let's chat, and ultimately let's pray about what God is doing in your life or maybe what's on your heart.
Amen. Yeah. You know, I really feel like how Nehemiah, we'll see here in just a moment, Nehemiah is quoting the Lord's word back to him, essentially. Mm-hmm. Like, listen, this is what your promise is. And this isn't trying to bend the Lord's arm. It's not name it and claim it. It's simply saying, I believe your word is true. And I'm going to get as close to that, and I'm going to hunker down next to that, and I'm going to believe you and what you say and that you are capable and that you've got it handled, that your promises are true. Yeah. And that's it. I just want to get so close to you, Jesus. I want to be in alignment with your word and agree with it. And I think that that's a great place to be, that's submitted right to the truth of God's word. And so, friends, we've read recently a couple of times the prayer in chapter 1 of Nehemiah. It's verses 5 through essentially 11. So if you'd like to, go ahead and take a look at that in your word. I'm not going to go through the entire one today. I am going to focus on two scriptures that are numbers 8 and 9, and they say this. Remember the instruction you gave your servant Moses, saying, if you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the nations. But if you return to me and obey my commands, then even your exiled people are at the farthest horizon. I will gather them from there and bring them to the place I have chosen as a dwelling for my name.
Yeah.
My name. Amen.
Amen. You know, we get a glimpse of a balanced God here. And I think that you can see this balanced God throughout the Old and New Testament. But I love here because he says, hey, listen, I told you that these will be the consequences if you choose to do this. But in the end, I'm not going to leave you in your mess. And I love it because it reminds me of my relationship with my son. You know, I have to set rules, boundaries, and limitations. And I give him choices. But at the end, I come from a place of benevolence. I come from a place of wanting him to learn and grow. And I give him a promise. And if I'm an earthly father, you know, the word of God says, how much more will your heavenly father look to give you good gifts, you
Amen.
Know? And so we see this balanced God here saying, I have boundaries. I have things that I have expectations, but I also have good plans for you. And Amen. So, yeah.
Yeah, you might not understand, but come along. And I really appreciate the portion in, I believe it's verse 8, where he says, no, actually, it's verse 9. He says that, let me find it. I apologize. I'll scatter you among the nations. But if you, the very beginning of verse 9, if you return to me and obey. And so as you're looking at that, my mind, I couldn't help but go back to Isaiah 30:15. Isaiah 30:15, he says, this is what the sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, I love that, the Holy One of Israel says, in repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength.
Wow.
For me, repentance, and he goes on to say, you would have none of it, but on the opposite side of it, when we would have some of that, that's where our salvation is. He states it clearly there, our salvation. Rest is your salvation. Quietness and trust is your strength. And, you know, there's something to be said about claiming those promises, that trusting him will be strength for us, that quietness and repentance to me resembles return.
Man.
Repent.
Yeah.
Repent.
That's right.
I mean, repent, confess. We talked about it last week. Don't forget, you can always go back and take a look at that, guys. It was a beautiful program about confession.
That's right.
It is a sweet process. Return. And if you return to me, he says, your exiled people from the farthest states, I'll gather them. I'll bring you back.
Yeah.
Friends, 877-7-LETS-PRAY is the number to call. 877-7-LETS-PRAY is the number to call. We're looking forward to hearing from you and exploring this beautiful idea of God's promises and talking to Jesus about them.
That's right. Speaking of callers, we have Geneva calling, I believe from Florida. Alabama, I'm sorry, Geneva from Alabama. How can we pray a praise with you? Geneva, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. How are you?
Well, I'm not doing too good. My dad, My sugar's trying to get out of control.
Oh, that sugar, I tell you, wow. Wow. How are you? I mean, you know, your levels are high, or are they, what's going on?
My sugar's getting too high. Mm.
Okay. So have some things changed for you? Your diet, maybe stress level. What's the changing factor there, Ms. Geneva? Do you think?
What do you mean? What my sugar does to me?
Yeah. Well, you know.
Has there been a change recently?
Yeah. Has it been high for a while, or you know, is this something?
It just varies.
Okay. I see. Well, we will certainly lift you up. Especially for that. And is there anything else that you'd like prayer for?
I love the Lord, and I really believe in Him, and I know that He can work miracles, and I know that He can heal my sugar if it's His will.
That's right. That's right.
It's got to be His will.
Yes, ma'am. And He hears your faith. And
we
hear your faith as well, and it's very encouraging to hear that. I'm so glad you're our first caller, and coming on here saying, I have a problem, but I'm declaring my faith in God to heal me. And so we are going to join with you in that prayer request and in that faith that you displayed tonight. Thank you so much for calling, Ms. Geneva.
Okay, thank you.
All right, God bless you.
All right. Praise Jesus. Miss Geneva, in case you heard me chuckle, I just had a conversation with Mario and our friend Vanessa right before the program saying, that's it, Jesus. I'm giving up sugar tomorrow. So I chuckled. I didn't want you to feel ever like I was making light of what you were talking about and the struggle that you're going through. But I felt kin to you right there in that moment about sugar. I'm just having a terrible time. So I would like to go to our friend Wilbert in Texas. Wilbert, welcome to Let's Pray. Welcome back, sir.
Oh, how you doing?
All is well. All is well in Jesus. Amen.
I would like to pray again that the Lord will just continue to keep me connected with Him.
Yes.
And just continue to help me to have a character like Him. And also, I just want to pray for all the people that are in the path of the hurricane, that the Lord would protect them and help them to get out safely.
Yes.
And also, I want to pray for everyone that the Lord would continue to be with them during this COVID-19, that the ones that they have, that the Lord would heal them and protect everyone. And also to pray that the Lord just continue guiding and leading and direct our path.
Praise Jesus. You know, you're such a diligent member of our community, Wilbert. We really appreciate it. And you had commented that you wanted to have more of Christ's character. I believe that you continuing to come back and persevering on behalf of those that the Lord has put on your heart is a sign of His character in your life. And I just pray that He would continue to grow and expand that for you. We're just so grateful for you calling in each week, and we're glad to hear your voice again, sir. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
While we're waiting for you to give us a call, 877-7 Let's Pray Season, I just want to add another, group to the prayer list. We talked about school starting back up and parents. And so I know I need prayer, and if I'm feeling that way, I know there's someone else out there who needs it. And so I'm going to just go ahead and put that down as well. We're going to pray for parents and for children. Is it a new normal? I mean, that's the question that it at least is for now. And so may God grant us the peace, the wisdom, the courage to approach this new normal and grab it by the horns, but also to be able to learn how to pace ourselves and take care of ourselves in the process. So we're going to put that down.
Amen. No going into burnout in the
right.
name of Jesus. You know, we chuckle, but there are some very heavy stresses going on trying to balance children and work and school and life and still having a sense of feeling like you're thriving. You're not just surviving. You're not
That's
in
right.
survival mode, constantly triggered, constantly cortisol levels high, constantly stressed out. I don't believe that's the Lord's, I would like arrogantly maybe to say, I don't think that's His will for our life.
Right.
You know, His yoke is easy, His burden is light.
Yeah.
He can use anything, but oh my goodness, there's a lot going on.
Yes.
And so that's on my heart. You know, we're going to go to our friend in Arkansas. Welcome, Miss Margaret. Welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Well, Cesar and Mario, you know, I've been for the last 6 months, wrestling back and forth with the heart. I had the open heart surgery.
Okay.
And then I got a little infection. And I don't want to take up time every week, but I just want to know you all that I got out of the hospital Friday from the infection. I came home with a wound back, and I'm doing good.
Yay!
Just keep me, and I don't want to bother you every week because other people need to get in, but just keep me in your prayers because I'm healing. I know I'm healing.
Yes.
And just I just need a closer walk with God so I can feel warm. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am, I sure do. And, you know, we sure appreciate your consideration of the other members in the community. But we are so glad to hear from you. So whenever you get a chance and you feel like updating us, we would love to know. Please don't feel like you're bothering us.
I'll try to call maybe once a month or something like that, but I want to give somebody else a chance. But I just want you all to know that I had to go back in because I had a little infection in one of the places, and it's healing.
Yes.
And I want to just keep me in your prayer and pray for my children and the world.
Yes,
the world,
ma'am.
Pray,
children,
you know,
in the world.
And,
amen.
I want to have a closer walk with God. I want to feel His presence, the Holy Spirit. You know what I'm saying?
I sure do.
I know I'm being healed.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Speak that faith. What an encouragement. Miss Margaret, we're so glad to hear from you. I'm sorry that you got an infection, but it seems like Jesus is taking care of that. Amen?
He is. He's being healed, yes.
Yes, praise God. Well, welcome home and welcome back to Let's Pray, and we're so glad to hear from you. We hope to hear very soon from you again.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Arkansas is calling tonight.
Yay!
Season. Priscilla is calling from Arkansas as well. Priscilla, how can we pray a praise with you?
Oh, my husband is paralyzed and he has dementia. Also, he has an infection. He has a wound on his side, on the left of his side.
Oh, wow. So sorry to hear this. And what is your husband's first name?
Michael.
Michael. Okay.
And his last name is Kundi.
Okay, we're going to pray for Michael. In fact, Miss Priscilla, we're going to stop and pray for Michael now. And family, we're just going to kind of enter into a season of prayer for those who have called already. Miss Priscilla, how are you doing before we begin to pray? I know that obviously you're not happy about all of this, but how are you navigating through it?
Well, I'm all right. I'm taking care of him.
Okay.
Praise God.
Well, Miss Priscilla, we're certainly going to lift you and your husband Michael up right now in prayer, in fact. And so just bow your heads and pray with us. Dear God,
okay.
we thank you so much for Miss Priscilla. We thank you so much for community as well, God. That truly, Miss Priscilla, in this moment, is not alone. No, there are no extra bodies showing up into her home. Mm-hmm. We're not able to just sit with each other. But right now, someone in another country, someone in another place in America is hearing her prayer request for her husband, and we're all tuned in to the frequency of heaven, lifting this request to you. And ultimately, God, she has you listening. Your ear is bent in her direction, and you are already working out the answer to this prayer request. But Lord, we ask that you would do something special tonight, even that she would feel your presence in a marked way. Lord, that you would give her the courage and the fortitude to be able to be by her husband's side. It's a given for her, but it's not an easy walk and not an easy part of the journey. So, Lord, I pray that you catch every tear, that you hold her hand in when frustration occurs, Lord, that you give her a hug when she feels lonely, but that you would minister to her as she ministers to her husband, Lord. And then we pray for Michael in the name of Jesus, who is paralyzed and also has a wound. There is so much healing that needs to take place. And we pray, Lord, that regardless of what the prognosis is, that you would have the final say. That is our prayer, that you would intervene and that you would do something in his life, that you would begin or continue the healing process, God. And may this test truly turn into a testimony.
Yes, Jesus.
May she be able to call back and say, he's healing, he's up, he's walking, he's speaking, he's able to move. That is our prayer. We are not ashamed and not afraid to ask of that in the name of Jesus. And so let it be so, but let it be so according to your will, God, and give her the strength and the grace, the mercy, both of them, to navigate through this process. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So be it. Heavenly Father, we thank you for an opportunity to pray for this dear community. Yeah. Lord, I thank you for our friend Trudy, who's waiting on the line. Jesus, we're going to be talking to her in just a moment. Heavenly Father, I thank you for Wilbert in Texas. He consistently calls in seeking your face on behalf of other people, to want a closer walk with you, Heavenly Father. And I just praise you, Jesus, for his example and diligence, Lord. He's lifting up those who are dealing with the virus, those who are in the path of the hurricane, Father. Lord, we pray that you would dissipate that hurricane in the mighty name of Jesus. It's a small task for you, Lord. You are the star breather, Heavenly Father. You spoke the world into existence. We believe that as a fact, Father, not some nebulous idea. Lord, we believe.
Yes.
And so, Jesus, we're asking that you would circumvent the path of this hurricane. Lord, that you would shorten the life of the virus, Jesus, that people would continue to heal and recover and do well. And that, Lord, your presence would be with those who mourn, who are scared, Heavenly Father, and those who are struggling through this time. And our sister Margaret, Heavenly Father, we thank you that she has made it through that open heart surgery that we talked about. But we're also thankful, Jesus, that you brought her through the infection that she also had. Lord, we thank you that you're the almighty physician, that you know exactly what you're doing, that your timing is perfect, that your will and purposes for our lives are perfect, Heavenly Father, even though we are not. We thank you for your covering, for your righteousness, and for your healing. She's asking for her children to have a closer walk with you and for herself, Lord, as well. And Lord, I just want to say an extra prayer for Geneva. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you're working with her blood sugar. Heavenly Father, we know that it is, it's a large concern for a lot of people, but for this moment, Jesus, our hearts turn towards Geneva. We ask that you would comfort her and that you would help her body to regulate her blood sugars. And Jesus, by whatever means necessary, that you would heal it, whether it's an immediate deliverance from blood sugar issues, or Father, whether it is different choices or some sort of information or a path that you would have her walk out, Father. Whatever that might be, Lord, we praise you. We believe that you are providing a way where it seems like there is no way. We believe that you are the way maker, and we thank you for that. In the precious name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Yeah. Man.
So friends, we're going to go to our phone lines one more time. We're honored to speak with our friend Trudy. Trudy from Pennsylvania, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm calling in for prayer for my granddaughter, Deja Allen. She's 16 years old. She's out of control. Every time they place her in a group home, DHS, she runs away. She's an A and B student. She's hanging around the wrong crowd of people. And she's stealing. And now she says that she's a Muslim, but she was raised Christian. And I just want prayer that I got her on the altar, but I just want prayer that God will turn this young lady life all the way around.
In the name of Jesus, amen.
And that he would have his way. And also for my sister Annette, I had told both of y'all that she had a stroke 2019 in her sleep. Annette is doing a whole lot better,
yes.
But the doctors told her on last week, that she would never be able to use that right hand. But I know, and you and both of y'all know, that the doctor is a liar, because God does do miracles, and he's gonna raise her up, because
yeah.
he don't have the last say. God got the last say.
That is the
truth. And so I'm believing God that she would be able to use that hand. She would be able to go out her truck and do the things that she want to do, but even do it in a greater way.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Trudy. You know, I'm really, I appreciate the praise that you're giving for her doing so much better. And I do believe that our doctors are really, you know, seeking our best. But at the same time, 1,000% I agree. They do not have the last word. That we can appreciate and rely, but we rely ultimately on Jesus Christ. You know, my son, they said that his arm would not work. And you should see him. He's doing fabulous. Our God heals.
God.
Our God heals.
Look
so God. We're going to be lifting your family up, Daisha especially, and we're praising God for Miss Annette and praying that the Lord would heal her hand.
And Annette is walking up and down the steps.
Praise God.
She's going in her kitchen, cleaning things. 2 weeks ago, she went down the basement, throwing clothes in the wash machine.
Fortitude.
So she, yes. Yes.
Fortitude.
And so I just thank God for your prayer.
Praise Jesus. Really, I mean, our God is so good. We never know the outcome, but we know our Jesus. And whatever it is, we can walk confidently knowing that he has us well at hand. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Trudy, you've lightened my load today in the name of Jesus. So thank you so much for your faith and for your heart, for your family. We're going to be lifting them up here in just a moment.
Okay, thank you.
See you soon.
We're heading over to Janine in North Carolina. Janine, how are you, and how can we pray or praise with you today?
Well, I'm not doing so well.
Mm.
I pulled my leg, and I think I might have extended my leg.
Okay. Did this happen recently?
Yeah, yesterday.
Okay. And what else?
And also, my aunt has passed away.
Oh, we're sorry.
Another aunt.
Oh, a different aunt. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And she was bedridden, so her husband died several years ago.
When did you receive this news, Ms. Janine?
Saturday morning.
Okay.
Last Saturday.
Okay. Miss Janine, we really wish we could just give you a hug right now. Just so sorry to hear this. And I know that it may not be much of a consolation, but we care for you and we're here for you. And we're certainly going to even stop right now and just lift you up in prayer. Aside from those two things, is there anything else you'd like for us to pray for?
No, just that I don't have a pain in my body.
Yeah. You've mentioned multiple times recently, Miss Janine, that your legs and I believe your shoulders are bothering you. Is that correct?
Yes.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry to hear that.
And the tooth that they worked on is hurting.
Again?
Hmm. Yeah.
I know that you've recently lost a couple family members, but do you have any other family that you are just able to be close with or call during these times?
Yeah, my other aunt was here.
Okay.
And so is my mom.
Okay, good. That's right. That's right. Okay. Well, so glad to hear that you all have each other. We're going to just stop and pray for you right now, Ms. Janine. Thank you so much for keeping us updated. Let's pray. Dear God, we hear the cry of Ms. Janine's voice, and if we hear it, we know that you do as well. Lord, I don't have the words to say other than just to ask you that you would step in and do what you do best, Lord. You heal the brokenhearted. You sit with us in our moments. You comfort us. We are so grateful that we have a God that can not only hear and see, but can also do. And so whatever it is that needs to be done in this moment of loss, in this moment of injury, in this moment of pain, both physical and emotional, and many other aspects as well, God. We just ask that you would do according to your will. Lord, that your Spirit, you promised that you would send the Comforter. Lord, the Comforter is needed for individuals who cannot comfort themselves. This is where we need you to show up, God. And no, we're mere human, but you told us to ask. And so, Lord, that's what we're doing right now. We ask that you would cover Miss Janine and her entire family, her mother and her aunts and anyone else that is a recipient of this loss, God. Lord, we just ask that you would minister to them in the name of Jesus, and may they find solace in each other, in your word, and a still small voice that ministers to them in a way that they need so much in this time. Thank you so much, Lord, for hearing and answering this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, friends, we will continue to go to our phone lines. We're heading over to New Jersey. Our friend Michelle in New Jersey, welcome to Let's Pray.
Yes, hi, how are you guys?
All is well in Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Working it out.
Yes. My prayer request is for myself and my husband and our children, Michael and Michelle, as well. So it's myself, Michelle, my husband, Michael, and our son and daughter, Michael and Michelle, for you to pray for us to continue to be able to navigate through this time such as this. And also for our grandchildren, Atiyah, Adea, Talik, and Michael Jr., for prayer for them also to be able to navigate through all of this and to keep us there. And also, we had a death in the family, a 26-year-old. My husband's nephew died.
I'm sorry.
And it was so much activity in my home, different people, some of the people I didn't know. So I would like for you guys to pray over my home if you can understand what I'm asking for.
I do.
For the Holy Spirit, because it was just so much happening, so many different, different people coming through for about 2 weeks, and it's just, I'm finally getting back to a normal, some type of normalcy in my home, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know,
lot.
I just opened up
it's
my home,
yeah.
you know, for people, but I'm getting back to normalcy, and I just would like to have prayer over myself, my family, and my home.
Amen, amen.
Thank you. I'm sorry to be so long-winded.
Miss Michelle, you're fine. Don't you worry about it at all. We are honored to carry these things to our Father on your behalf. So I've got praying for you and your husband, also your children, Michael and Michelle, as well as your grandkids, and then the loss of the 26-year-old nephew and
yes.
the family, as well as the comings
yes.
and goings and everything attached to that in and out of
Thank
your house.
You.
Amen.
I appreciate it. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. May I make one suggestion? You and your husband join hands together and pray and walk around your home as well. If that's something that's a possibility, that's not always
yes.
a scenario that can happen in every
yes,
home.
It is.
So,
It is
wonderful. Well, praise God. We are going to be lifting you up in the way that you have asked us to, and we're going to do that here in just a moment. Michelle, you're welcome to hop on anytime and go long on your
yeah.
prayer requests. Don't worry about it. We're here
Thank
for you.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Mario.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Miss
yeah.
Maxine is calling from Texas. So good to hear from you. How can we pray or praise with you?
Like I was telling the lady, I've had cancer. I'm dealing with my second cancer, which is I've had lymphoma and breast cancer.
Mm.
And since this breast cancer, I've developed neuropathy in my hands and my feet, so I'm kind of stumbling around. But I have this tightness in my upper abdomen that no doctor can figure out what it is. I've had CTs, I had MRIs. And they don't know. I've had every kind of test it is, but they don't know. They can't seem to pinpoint it. And I just would like deliverance from that if so I can maneuver. I'm an usher in church, and I'm not able to do like I used
mm-hmm.
to.
Yeah.
My mobility is off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And I sense as well, Miss Maxine, that you've just been maybe even struggling with just the needing the endurance now, this being your second cancer. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
It's just
yes.
really
yes.
been a tiring process, and I'm just going to lift you up for that as well. Mm-hmm. But you're coming to the right person, not me, not season, but to God. He is truly the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we watched him. We read about him healing blind men and restoring withered hands. And I mean, he can do it all. And so what better person to take it to? But we're going to lift you up because you are definitely in a marathon right now and not a sprint. So we're going to pray for you as you wait for the Lord to deliver. All right.
Yes.
All right. All right.
All right. Praise Jesus. That's a lot to go through. You know.
Yeah.
I just wish I had words, and I don't. And I just was right there with you, thinking that's going to take some endurance.
Yes.
Yeah. But God is so good.
He is.
He's our hope, friends. We're going to go to our to Yolanda in Pennsylvania. Yolanda, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you today?
Thank you. This is Yolanda. Hi, Mario.
Yolanda.
Yes. How are you?
Good.
I'm in Pennsylvania right now.
Okay. Okay.
But I do want to pray one for my friend Tammy, who has a 1-year-old,
okay,
and he's exhibiting some very strange behavior. And so I do have our pastor, you know, Pastor Graham and Pastor Mitchell, they're mm-hmm. going to come and do an anointing on them.
Okay.
And the family. But I'm really concerned because I really love her, and I really love, you know, the baby and her husband, and they're very, you know, special to me. So I want to, you know, extend a prayer for them and with you guys. And I really appreciate the both of you being there all the time, every Wednesday. And also today, my aunt just died of complications with diabetes. And so we're going to be burying her tomorrow in Florida.
Oh.
And so that's basically it. That's what I want to pray about.
Yolanda, you know.
But it's good to hear from you, Mario.
It's so good to hear from you as well. And I just want to clarify one thing. Tammy is your cousin's name?
No, she's my friend.
Your friend. Yeah, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, okay. And she has a 1-year-old. And there's two things. Number one, just so sorry for the loss of your aunt. I was getting ready to ask
you
how you all are navigating through the loss of your brother recently.
I know. Yes. Yes. And I appreciate you guys praying for us. Oh, my gosh. That it really does help to have people around, you know, surrounded and praying for us.
It's tough
because, you know, to lose my brother, and I don't know, there's no feeling like it. And then my aunt, it was like a mother to us, you know, a second mother. So it's kind of sickening to the stomach. That's all.
Yeah, no.
I can imagine it's probably a little bewildering.
Yeah.
Right. And then with this COVID kind of keeping us from being
distant
with them, it's just, it's nothing. I mean, who can imagine?
No.
You know, that things, this day would come. But, you know, I was telling someone today, you know, Revelation is our time.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is being disclosed. Nothing is in the, you know, hiding anymore.
That's right.
It seems to me like evil is evil and good is good, and it's kind of separating itself at this point.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
You know, I realize why Revelation is Revelation.
That's right. We are living in that time. God is revealing.
We are.
We would never be prepared for it, but that's why we hold on to Him. He told us that we wouldn't be prepared for it, you know, but that He would be our peace. He would be the one that shields us in this time. So, Yolanda, you know that we love you, and we're going to lift you up today. So sorry for your losses.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Bye-bye. Amen. I'm glad we got to hear from her.
Yeah.
So, friends, I just would like to go to prayer. Before we move into prayer, I'd like to read a couple of promises, since that's kind of what we're talking about today. There's a lot going on, and I know that the voices that we hear are a fraction of the things that are occurring in each individual's life, but our Jesus, amen. Isaiah 26:3 says, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. And my prayer for us today is that in any way that we're not in perfect peace and that we're not steadfast, that the Lord would help to bring us into that in the name of Jesus. Deuteronomy 31:8 says, the Lord himself goes before you and he will be with you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. And that's not judgment if you are afraid or discouraged. That's just something that we can begin to agree with, that we don't have to be. And then we can begin to talk to the Father and ask him to help us not to be and to make some of those choices. John 16:33 says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I've overcome the world. That's a fact, present tense. It's a fact, past tense.
Yeah.
And it's a fact, future
Come
tense.
On and preach that.
Do you know what I'm saying, friends? It's all around. The Lord says, I will be your rear guard.
Yeah.
Okay, he's got us coming. He's got us going. Friends, listen, the enemy wants us to look around at our problems, but we need to look up or look to our hearts whom we carry our Father with us, to him. Okay, yeah. The enemy wants us in a microcosm and Christ is looking at it in a macro way. We need altitude. We need to remember who the King is in the mighty name of Jesus, friends.
Right.
Please be encouraged. It doesn't mean that all of our circumstances are going to change like that, but it does mean that our focus can change just like that.
Right.
Okay, our Jesus Christ is the beginning. He is the end. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. There is nothing that's happening to any of us that has not passed through his hand. He has already made a way. We don't want to look at this world through our physical eyes anymore. We're looking through spiritual eyes, and our Christ has the victory, friends.
Yeah.
So please be encouraged today. We want to pray for you, friends. We have a little bit of time left in the program. We're going to enter into a time of prayer now together.
Sure.
And we just want you to know that we are here for a reason. Okay, we've heard a couple times tonight, I'm sorry I'm taking too much time, I don't want to do, you know, this. And friends, we're here for you.
That's right.
That's what we're here for. Take your time and talk to us in the name of Jesus, okay? We do have other calls, but we're here, We're here. So Mario, if you wouldn't mind starting, do you have some folks to pray for? You have Yolanda as well.
And Maxine, yes.
And Maxine. Well. Mm-hmm. And I've got Trudy and our friend Michelle and their requests as well. We want to make sure we remember the kids and parents for school time.
That's right. All right.
Yeah.
Let's pray. Dear Lord, we're calling on you, and I hear your word say, keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. So we're here. We are so grateful that we cannot bother you, that in fact, you want to hear from us. You don't give us a scowl. You don't wave us off. We're here for the umpteenth million time. Over the issues that's nothing new under the sun, but it's new to us and it's impossible to us. So we want to lift up Yolanda. She represents an entire family who is mourning loss, seeming like at every turn. I mean, wow, God, you know, the loss of her brother, who was a friend, who was a sibling, who was a son, and then now, Lord, turning around and losing their aunt. Lord, we just ask that you would provide the comfort necessary as they navigate during this time, God. I won't multiply words with that. You know exactly what they need. And then, Lord, just for Tammy, who is a friend of Yolanda's, who has a one-year-old, and something's going on there, God. And you know what's going on. In fact, but they're doing the right thing. They're bringing over the elders of the church, the pastors of the church, and they're going to anoint this child. Lord, may the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, Lord, in this circumstance. And so, Lord, we expect a favorable outcome in this child's life in the name of Jesus, because we are following through and they are following through with what you asked, Lord. And so just sit with them, minister to them, God, abide with them, Lord. And thank you for even now beginning to show them just a glimpse of hope, God, that they may be able to lean on that and call on that, what you've said in their spirit as they navigate the loss of their dear aunt, who they said was like a mother to them, Lord, like a mother to Yolanda. So guard and keep her heart through Christ Jesus, as well as the extended family as they go through this time. And we thank you in advance for how you're going to bring them through. And then, Lord, we pray for Miss Maxine, who is dealing with yet another cancer. In the name of Jesus, she needs fortitude and endurance to be able to run this leg of the race, God. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you would give her healing. She's got neuropathy and it has stumped the doctors. Whatever test, whatever revelation, whatever way that you need to do it, God, so that they can find the reason, or just heal her as she lays down tonight. However you want to do it, we give you permission, if it were, to do it the way that you need to do it, God, and we thank you. Lord, lastly but not least, we pray for every parent out there in the name of Jesus who is coping and grappling with the realization that school is happening in their home, with whether they like it or not. Lord, help us to face it. Help us to then give it to you. And may we just rinse and repeat each day that you give us that we have to do this, Lord. Give us creativity. Mm-hmm. And like Season said, may we not just survive this thing, but may we thrive. May our children be the better for it. And we give you praise for doing it for us one day at a time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I'd like to continue this prayer, Father. And I just want to say thank you, Lord, for being who you are, Lord, and for doing what you do, and especially the unseen. Yes. Lord, you are working in so many amazing ways. And I feel sometimes like you're clasping your hands together going, oh, wait until they see. I know it's hard, but wait until they see what I'm doing. Father, your work, your presence, your will is beautiful. And we praise you for who you are, Lord. Father, forgive us of our sins, Lord. Jesus, I pray that each person listening right now would just take a moment to just confess, to just say, Lord, I'm struggling here. Father, can you forgive me for this? Heavenly Father, that we would unite together in prayer right now, asking for forgiveness, confessing, repenting, turning away from the things that we know are standing in between us and you. Heavenly Father, we're all in that place. None of us is above the other. And so we thank you for your forgiveness, Lord. And as you cleanse us once again, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the refreshing, the resurrection portion, Jesus, of forgiveness. We thank you, Lord, that you are doing a new thing, that we are complete in Christ, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you are healing, that you are moving, that you are mending and reuniting and restoring, Heavenly Father. And Lord, I ask for healing for Daisha, Jesus. Trudy's family member, 16 years old, Daisha. Lord, it seems to me, Heavenly Father, this was what I thought immediately when she talked about Daisha. It's not so much the choices that she's making right now, Lord. Would you please heal the reasons why she's making them? Heavenly Father, we're looking at the fruit. Would you please deal with the root? Mm-hmm. Would you go to the place that's producing this negative choice set, this negative fruit, the stuff that's not of you, Heavenly Father? Would you go in there and loosen and pull out and heal and just begin the process in her life, Heavenly Father, so that she might turn around fully, completely to you, Heavenly Father, Lord, and not be afraid to be seen, to have her hurts displayed before you, Heavenly Father, Lord, to know that you are trustworthy and gentle and loving, Father, and that you could pursue her. And Lord, if she doesn't know you in a saving way, Father, that she would have a saving relationship. I pray for her salvation in the name of Jesus. Lord, also for Annette, Father, we thank you that she's made it through the stroke, that she has the fortitude by you, Father, that she's doing things around the house, Lord, that I'm sure are helping to build her confidence, Lord, and to give her small victory, Jesus, in many of the ways that we take for granted every day. But Father, we're also asking that you would heal that hand and that arm, that you would continue to bring life back to the nerves and the muscles, Father, that there would be life again in that limb in the name of Jesus, Lord. Whatever your process is, Father, we thank you and we believe in advance. And Father, for Michelle, she's asking, Lord, that you would cover her home. Father, from the top to the bottom, inside and out, Lord, there's been a lot going on coming in and out, whether it be illness that she's concerned about, a presence, Father, that she's concerned about, or something just as easy as simply being tired from all the company. Heavenly Father, we just ask for restoration, for encouragement, Lord, and we thank you that your presence, Father, is life and that you bring life where you go. So please fill that home with your presence, Heavenly Father. Send your angels to minister to them in their loss. Lord, we lift up their grandkids and the family members dealing with the grief of losing their 26-year-old child. Heavenly Father, please be with Michael and Michelle's marriage in the mighty name of Jesus and their children. We thank you, Father, for the way that you are moving and guiding in that family and for all of the families represented here today in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I wish we could just stay in that place of prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Friends, listen, we have a scripture that we'd like to talk to you about, and it is in Psalm 138, verse 7. It says, "Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand." There's action there. He's a God of action. "You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. With your right hand, you save me."
Yeah. Don't we all have a common foe?
We do.
Yeah, it's the enemy. You know, someone said it, you know, the enemy never sleeps. Why should I? And in terms of this pursuit to kill, steal and destroy, mm-hmm. you know, but my part where I don't sleep is not so much not resting, but it is if he's going to come at me, then I'm going to come at him with the word of God in prayer. I'm going to persevere. I'm going to give him the what for.
Amen.
Through my faith.
I love you, Mario.
You know, and so I hear that in the text, but I also hear and see this God that is preserving that mother hen that is shielding us in the midst of our trials.
Amen.
And so I know that Miss Janine, Miss Maxine, Yolanda, those who have called before, I hope that this scripture in Psalms is encouraging to you that when you have trouble, you have also a God that is walking with you through
Amen.
It.
Amen. Yeah. You know what I heard when you said that you were going to give him his business, essentially,
yeah.
was David as he approached Goliath, and he says, "You come to me with a spear, a javelin, and a sword."
Yeah.
But guess what? "I come to you in the name of the Lord."
Yeah.
And it's like he might have had stones, but it was coming in the name of the Lord that gave him his victory.
Listen, amen. Oh, man. Amen.
Going to give the enemy his business.
Yeah,
praise Jesus.
That's it.
Friends, you know that we have a vibrant social media community at Let's Pray Live on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I just want to say hello to a couple of folks. Melva, we see your requests. Melanie, Abiola, Vilma, Barbara, Charlotte, Sparkles. Oh, what a I love that name. Praise God. It gives me joy just to say it. Maurice, Joy, and Cleavebert. And we want to say hello to our friends in Mississippi and Canada. What was that? I'm sorry, Canada. Forgive me. Saying hello to our friends in Canada as well as all over the States and Jamaica and all of our friends. We love you guys. We're so glad to hear from you. We see your requests about Jamaica and COVID and medical procedures and for brothers and family members. We see these requests, guys. We're here with you. We're tracking with you. And I'm going to cover these here in just a moment.
Yeah.
Mario, would you mind praying for our social media at large, and I'll cover a couple of these requests here, and then maybe we can move over to our promise of the day. What
sure,
do you say?
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's pray. Dear Lord, we definitely have a vibrant social media community, and there are things that they have listed in there in the comments section there, mm-hmm. Lord. But there are just a myriad of issues. Things on their heart, Lord, and I speak in general terms, but as I speak, I know that you are specifically zeroing in on each and every one of those prayer requests, God, the things that are on their heart. Life is coming at us fast. Not only are we teaching in the home, but we're still doing business in the home, and we're receiving calls of loss of family members. We're concerned about numbers of COVID. There are so many things that are going on in the midst of just us waking up and going to sleep. We just ask, God, that you would cover each and every person, that you would minister to their needs in the name of Jesus, that they would hear from heaven concerning their situation. In amen. Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, I just want to continue for a moment. We'd like to lift up we'd like to lift up Jamaica, Heavenly Father, Lord. There was an earthquake. The entire island was shook. And so, Heavenly Father, I'm assuming that that probably shook some people's feelings as well, that feeling of safety, that feeling of vulnerability, Jesus. We're praying that while I'm just learning a little bit more about this, Jesus, that you would continue to keep the people safe, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you would minister to them in a mighty way and speak to the things that they're going through right now. Heavenly Father, Jamaica is also dealing with higher numbers for COVID-19. Melanie's asking for personal prayer. Abiola's asking for prayers for her brother JJ undergoing medical procedure tomorrow. Heavenly Father, help our community to remember JJ for a surgery tomorrow for Vilma. Heavenly Father, I'm drawn to Maurice's request because his wife Norma is in palliative care. He says, we're waiting for a miracle. She has brain cancer. Mm. Heavenly Father, Lord, please be with them. Heavenly Father, we know that you are a God who heals and that you have a plan. And Jesus, we don't understand. Mario and I don't have your vision. We don't have your level of knowledge and understanding of these situations as you weave our lives together, Jesus. But we know that we can come to you. And Lord, we're asking for comfort, for healing, and for provision for all of these requests, Jesus. We thank you, Father, for all the ways that you hear, that you see, and that you act. And thank you for your salvation, Jesus. We praise you in your mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, family, we have a really powerful scripture, short amount of time. I want to read this to you. Hosea chapter 6, it's found in verse 1, and that is, come, let us return to the Lord. He has torn us to pieces, oof, but he will heal us. He has injured us, but he will bind up our wounds.
Yeah.
That's hard to hear sometimes.
So hard to hear. And in a minute and 30 seconds, I just want to say,
let's do it.
That there are some things that that God allows and that God does. But because he loves us, he doesn't leave us in that place. And mm-hmm. I think of the potter that is pictured in Jeremiah. He is the potter that molds. Mm-hmm. He takes apart, but he puts back together. And as long as we're in his hands, we can trust that he knows what he's doing.
And we forget sometimes we've given him permission to do so.
That's right.
We have given him permission to do so, and he takes that. He takes that permission and he says, you're mine.
Ah.
You know, I'm going to prune you. I'm going to reshape you. I'm going to reform you. But wait until you see, like we said earlier, wait until you see.
Yeah. I'm going to do a new thing.
Yes.
It's going to be a new thing.
Yeah. And when we get a little vision, the pain is actually merciful in some ways. I know it's hard to hear.
No.
But friends, listen, we want to close the program with just a word of prayer. Until we meet again, we want to leave you with that promise that the Lord is there for you in the name of Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time together. Thank you that you are continuing to move with this program as people share it and it goes outward as a form of encouragement and uplifting. Jesus, thank you for being who you are and for keeping us, Lord. We ask to keep us until we're together again in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Glad you were able to join us, family. We love hearing from you. And remember, Let's Pray is the place where you don't have to pray alone.